This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Started working on the last segment for the app. It's working. Thank God. I can't work without it. All caps. Okay, thank you for joining in to Fesco and Dusty here on 96.5. The Fan. So, paranoia strikes deep and into your heart it will creep is a line from a very great song. The fans of the NFL world are now getting into where everyone hated New England because they had Tom Brady and they cheated.
Right.
Everyone hates the Chiefs because they think there's a conspiracy that the NFL is wanting them to be this next franchise, this next dynasty. They get all the calls. They get all the love. They get all the help in the world. And with the Chargers, defensive captain Derwin James, this is from the Daily Mail.
So you know it's good.
Right. NFL fan paranoia is already in midseason form. With the Chargers defensive captain Derwin James, one-game ban over safety violations in the NFL, and is once again being accused of favoring the two-time defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs, Los Angeles' Week 4 opponent. You'll never guess who the Chargers play next game, another added, prompting a number of responders to correctly guess Kansas City. The commissioner is protecting Queen Mahomes The Swifties. One fan wrote, "Suspended Derwin James for playing the game the right way. I don't see you throwing flags at the Steelers or the Chiefs, for that matter. Headhunt Mahomes."
Mm.
That's always nice to say.
Right.
Suspicious surrounding the NFL and the Chiefs have only gained more traction as Taylor Swift's relationship with Kansas City tight end Travis Kelce has helped the NFL attract record audience. However, James' suspension may be warranted. He has 5 unnecessary roughness penalties in his last 18 games.
Oh, wait a second here. Hang on a second.
Stats.
Stop. You used a fact right?
I'm just reading the article.
Oh, a fact.
That's right.
Okay. That's fine. Continue.
Followed up by the most in the league by a defensive player. And all 5 have involved blows to the head of an opponent with his shoulder or helmet.
So this guy is a habitual offender.
Sure.
Okay, so why he's being suspended.
Nobody was defending Vontaze Burfict.
Right, exactly. So this guy's basically doing the same thing, right?
Oh, but he's playing the Chiefs. John Runyon, the NFL's vice president of football operations, cited the league's ban on lowering the head and initiating contact with the helmet. Runyon pointed to James' targeting of the Steelers tight end Pat Freiermuth during the third quarter of the Sunday's 20-10 loss at Pittsburgh as the last straw. So he's been given chances of blowing guys to the head with his helmet and shoulder.
You don't do that. You don't do that. That makes you a dirty player in this league. And 5 personal foul penalties in 18 games. That's basically the last year of Derwin James's NFL career. He's committed a personal foul penalty in 5 of those games. And that is unacceptable. This is a league that has to say they care about the health and safety of players, right?
Right.
And if you have a guy that is going out there and is headhunting and is doing it on purpose, you need to send a message that that is not going to be tolerated in the game today. And I'll say this, you know, when you start to think about conspiracy theories surrounding the Chiefs and people get mad about this kind of stuff, so what if they're trying to protect Patrick Mahomes? They should be trying to protect every player in the NFL from getting hurt because the league is better when your star players are playing. This is a better NFL when Patrick Mahomes is healthy. It's better for everybody in the NFL. It's a better league when Joe Burrow's healthy. It's a better league when Justin Herbert's healthy. They need to protect the most valuable assets in their league. People also seemingly forget that this is a business. Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs winning is wonderful for business. And if they want to take a guy out of a game who's a known headhunter and is out there committing penalty after penalty after penalty,
that's right,
when they told him to stop, then they need to suspend that guy. They need to take him out of the league because these guys do need to be protected. We watch these games for the stars. We watch these games to see what's going to happen next. And if Patrick Mahomes all of a sudden is injured and Carson Wentz is taking on Easton Stick, are you really paying attention to that football game? A lot of people probably would not be. Patrick Mahomes is great for business. The Chiefs are great for business. Star quarterbacks are great for business. Hell, even Dak Prescott playing tonight is good for business because people are going to watch Dak Prescott and hate watch or love watch that team. If Dallas's backup's playing, you're like, eh, whatever, it doesn't matter. But there are people rooting for Dak Prescott. There are people rooting against Dak Prescott. The league owes it to its fans, its paying customers, and its business partners to make sure that the best players are protected and they stay healthy, because without the star players, there is no league and there is no business. Sorry, Derwin James. Like, in my opinion, I'm watching the league whether or not you're playing. Patrick Mahomes, star quarterback, some of these guys go down, it's not as interesting. Derwin James is a dime a dozen type of player in the NFL.
This was Gronk on Up at Adams with Kay Adams.
Do the Chiefs get calls? Do they have better calls than the Patriots got?
I would say so. I mean, I didn't really get calls. I mean, I was double teamed. I was basically executed off the line of scrimmage half the time and 5 yards into the route. And then they would call pass interference on me when I was trying to get the guy off of me. Remember when I hit Tre'Davious White? Because he held me 4 times in one play, and then Tom threw the interception to him. And then I finally flipped out because that was the 50th time I got held that year. So then I gave him the people's elbow just like that, like it was a WWE ring. It was just, you know, a bang, bang play. I didn't mean to do that. But it just happened because I was frustrated by not getting any single calls at all. So, yeah, the Chiefs get way more calls than the Patriots. I mean, I don't even remember getting calls.
Oh.
I mean, specifically for myself, I didn't get any calls. Maybe as a team, I don't know. I don't remember those calls. But
yeah,
specifically
you think the second somebody touched Brady, flags weren't flying? What are you, really?
I mean, I don't remember those ones, okay? I'm just talking about myself. Tom might have gotten some calls, but for myself, I'm talking, I used to just get pounded, you know, from the linebacker all the way to the safety. I used to get held. The guys used to jump on my back, and the ball would be thrown to me, and there would be nothing called. So, I mean, Tom might have gotten some calls, though.
I gotta say, sometimes,
Gronk, shut up.
Yeah, I mean, he plays the role of a meathead really well, doesn't he?
Like, I gave him the people's elbow, you know? It's a WWE in the ring type of thing. I don't remember. I don't know.
Okay, claiming you didn't get any calls is laughable. Yes, you did get calls, and you should have gotten calls. Tom Brady was the face of the league.
Right.
He's Gronk, good for business.
Gronk, you could take a back seat. Who takes a front seat in this Fesco and Dusty vehicle will be Ben Maller, who will join us next on the other side. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.